The Guardian.
I can understand people commenting on it because it's not conventional. However, not conventional doesn't mean that something isn't good or isn't positive. And I've been absolutely staggered that the majority of the criticism has come from other women. Now, either that's based on, I don't know, envy or insecurity, I don't know what. But I've never questioned my own motives or my own means of getting to where I am today. The most important thing, and genuinely the only important thing, is the happiness and security of my children. And my children are in an environment where, you know, there are two exes, two ex-partners, and a present partner. There's no feeling of there being, you know, a kind of, you know, hullabaloo of fathers coming and going. Why am I criticised for bringing up a child, albeit a sick child, in a really loving environment who's level-headed, bright and secure? I don't see what the problem is. On the other hand, I see we live in this, you know, you take a step back and I see that how we applaud this vacuous celebrity society, and I'd be better off if I was doing cocaine and heroin, actually, because I'd probably get a few TV commercials and a few presenting jobs. Without being ridiculous, that's genuinely how it seems to be that we kind of reward people. It's very, very back to our, and I wonder a lot about what signals that sends out to people, more than mummy's been in a relationship which failed, but now she's happy again. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, my children understand, sometimes love doesn't work.
Mm. Do you think you come under, do you think the comments are particularly vitriolic because you are a woman?
Definitely. And I would say now, having taken a step back and maybe not having being in the limelight as much as I was about 5 years ago, just standing and looking back at how the press, and by the press I mean actually just a really, I guess, a reflection of society, so I don't blame the press, look and behave around women and towards women, it's extraordinary. And that's why I don't take the stuff that personally anymore, because I see that women have a much tougher time, and interestingly enough, mostly by women. Because men are happy to, you know, sort of ogle and go and have their tongue sticking out, but women, the vitriol is just extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. In that case, do you ever regret the sort of the lads mags persona?
Do you know, I guess I just lived through a huge chunk of my early life in the magazines, and I've always lived in the moment. Mm-hmm. So it was never one long strategy that if we do this, we won't be able to do that. I look back at the pictures of me in Lad Mags, and I actually think they're reasonably, with the exception of one shoot, respectful. I mean, there's no kind of, my agent refused to have me in just a bra or just, you know, tried to keep things reasonable at least. I kind of didn't really understand, or maybe I was so comfortable with my body that it didn't really affect me profoundly, and think that, gosh, this is either cheapening me or giving somebody a thrill without them having to work for it.
Mm-hmm. Can you pinpoint the point at which you went in the sort of, in the press, I guess, from being a kind of golden girl to suddenly getting all this flack?
I think my autobiography was probably a turning point, because I think the one thing that the press didn't like there was the fact that I was setting the record straight, you know, from my point of view. So from my point of view, everybody having read about my life with me having said nothing, so that became quite unpopular. Mm-hmm. And anything to do with football, and obviously my affair with Sven meant that they lost the World Cup, and it was solely because of that. So of course, any woman, you know, a woman mustn't come between a man and football. God help us, I could have chosen some other sport, couldn't I? So that was
if you'd
all
done tennis
fault.
You'd have been a national hero.
Exactly. Well, that was all my fault as well, you know. So, well, that was very interesting. I mean, that was a perfect example really of how the criticism turned towards me, when actually I had done nothing wrong. I wasn't in a relationship, but suddenly it was my fault, it was all down to me, and the fight came between me and Nancy. It was hilarious, and that really taught me a lot. I thought, blimey, there's no fairness here. So it's, you know...
Did you not know that before then?
I guess I'd had little snippets and little insights about it, but I don't think I felt it as much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.